Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Like I said, woke up rested and refreshed. One of the greatest things I've done in the past couple weeks is change my alarm sound on my phone to the birds chirping.
Oh, so smart.
It is the most beautiful, most peaceful way to awaken in the morning.
Yes.
But on multiple occasions, I start a dream within a couple minutes of that alarm going off, or as it is going off, I guess, because I'm waking up in a forest, like in a panic. Like I wake up and I feel like I'm somewhere in a forest with birds attacking me, and it's happened numerous times now.
So not so, peaceful.
Not so peaceful. I'm like, get off me! There's pigeons all over me! No, get them off!
Maybe a different ringtone. You know, it's funny. I changed mine, and same thing kind of, where it is amazing how waking up, your state when you wake up, is such a game changer to start your whole day. I had one where it was the
Oh, you don't want that.
That's not the way you start your day. So I changed it to the one that kind of sounds like Mario.
Yeah, there you go.
It just makes me want to get up and start killing Koopas. Like,
it's me.
I know. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm ready to start collecting coins and all that stuff. So it really is. It makes such a difference.
God, that one that you had on there, harsh.
Oh, I hated it.
It's like you're in a submarine that's going down.
I know. Yes, that's what it was. And I don't know why I kept it like that for so long. I thought I needed it.
Wow.
I needed that extreme sound to wake me up. But turns out you don't.
You really don't. And I highly suggest the birds. It's a peaceful way to wake up.
Have you not slept through that yet?
So. No, here I am.
I know, but the birds one. How long have you had it? The birds one I had for a while. I started sleeping through it though, and
that scared me.
It's so peaceful. Yeah. So just it's. You
well,
know,
isn't your girlfriend there to nudge you to get out of bed?
No, because we don't sleep together at night.
Get out of bed.
No, we're not married yet.
It's not like that.
Hey, speaking of your lady friend, you got a big birthday coming up for her.
We do. Yeah. So she is one of those people that has the birthday a week from Valentine's Day, like that's a week apart.
Okay.
And I'm realizing that she's one of the people, too, that the birthday is very important to her. And that's awesome. Uh-huh. I love that. A birthday is very important. And you want to feel celebrated and, you know, have everybody see how loved you are. And that's great. She does not like celebrating Valentine's Day and a birthday together. I have come to find out that that is now a very expensive month of February for me. Because I did. This was our first Valentine's Day together last week. So I wanted to make her feel very special. So I kind of went all out for it as much as
What'd
I could.
What'd you get her?
Oh, I got her this huge gift basket of everything that she likes. So I got her some skincare products. I got her a little stuffy that smells like me and she can bring with her because she travels a lot. And so to remind her, I got her a blanket. It was like a
What do you smell like?
Really, really good. Rich mahogany and leather. No, I have a bunch of, I love cologne, so I have a bunch of cologne, so her favorite smell of me that I wear a lot with her, I spray it on little bears and stuff like that.
I thought
so,
you were rubbing it on your butt crack or something.
That's exactly what I did. And then,
this is my butt crack bear for you. This is my own brew.
My scent.
You kept it in the bathroom with him for a week and a half.
So I did that, but then a week later comes her birthday, which is this next weekend, and there's going all out for her again.
Yeah. What are you getting her for her birthday?
I don't even know yet. I'm like, I just got you all this last week.
But it's the first one, so you have to count.
And she's already planning. Like, we have the dinner. We have the friends' dinner. We have the dinner together of just us two, which
Lord.
Know that is going to be at least $200, just the dinner alone.
At least.
You don't have to.
Well, I
kind of do. Like, the first one, you have to.
Guys are nuts.
You've got to go out. But here's the thing.
I'm really thinking to pull a
you
Jeremy
guys are all
and
about
get a coupon, though.
Like,
oh,
my God, I went to
should.
Bennigan's, and here I am 20-some years later.
But it's the birthday, and that's just different. It is different nowadays.
Could
and
he get away with
thing.
Bennigan's today?
Different.
You couldn't. I don't think you could get away with Bennigan's
Olive Garden?
Today. A coupon.
Ooh, good call there.
Maybe. See, I think you make it fun. You come at it like, let's just be silly. We're going to Chili's.
I like Chili's.
Triple dipper, babe.
You got $6
go.
Margs. I mean, Marg of the Month Club. Let's go.
That's not bad. See, the thing is, she lives in Denver, and it's such a bougie area. Like,
she seems
that is
high maintenance.
But I would like to also say that she seems like the kind of person who would reciprocate this for you when it's your birthday coming up.
She totally will.
Like,
totally.
Like,
she goes all out
gonna,
for it.
She's not going to, spend it, hold back on expenses when it's his birthday.
Which, in turn, it is that thing. Like, she's like, a random Tuesday, a package showed up at my door, and she's like, oh, I was in New Orleans, and I thought of this of you, so I same-date it over to you. And I'm like, oh, okay, I've never done this before.
See, like, that's
the problem is, though,
is
she makes way more money than you. Yeah. And she
has a very good job.
You can't afford to do this.
She has a very good job. And there's a little silent competition in my head going on like that. Well, of like, well, I got to reciprocate everything she does.
Yeah, don't though. You're going to go broke.
You can do this for the first year. And then you can tell her.
And then it's got to trickle off.
Great first year we had. Make sure you take lots of pictures. Yeah. You can look back at the photo album.
You don't need to spend $200 on Valentine's and then $200 again.
Yeah, you kind of do.
$200 plus on the birthday. You really, really don't.
First year, you kind of do.
You really don't.
You really don't.
I'm so conflicted.
You really, really don't.
I have like the demon and the angel on my shoulders right now.
You can do things that are sweet that aren't so showy.
And that's what I've been trying to do. Like she,
we're in such a showy world right now.
You're right. But she flipped out. Like instead of going to King Supers or wherever, the Hallmark store to buy a card, I made her my own card. And Katie actually saw it.
It was very
and
it
was good because cards are like $8 now.
See, that's what I'm saying. So my card was handmade by me. And she like did a backflip for that. So you're right. I don't have to go out, you know, and do the $250 every weekend for
if
her, whatever.
If she's a good catch, then she'll just respect the time being with you and enjoy the time with you and not going for a $400 dinner, you know?
No, but don't you dare make this woman a macaroni necklace,
no,
okay?
No,
like,
no.
You go buy her a
well,
nice thing.
That's the
like,
other extreme.
I'm just saying, like, you can't, you
although
have
I kinda
to
like
show.
That idea.
I know,
no, don't do
bad.
It. Don't you do it. Like, you make sure you put some thought and effort into it. At least, again, the first year.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Put thought
you know?
And effort into it, but you don't need to drop hundreds of dollars.
Well, I mean.
You really don't. You don't. And we all know your track record. She's going to be gone in about 3 or 4 weeks anyway.
Jeez.
We know your track. I have been working with you for so long. What? The last one. How much did you spend on all those jackets and stuff that you bought her for Christmas? It was like a $700 jacket.
It was a lot.
Poof, gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This has happened multiple times.
$700?
Listen to me, Katie. Katie, I've been around this guy a long time.
Stop.
I mean,
I like
year,
this one.
They don't stick around.
I don't stick around. It's not them.
We know. Well, yes. Josh does not stick around.
I like this one, though.
You know
she's
how much
good.
Money you would have if you just didn't buy all these gifts for all
even
these randos that you've been with?
I'm so depressed.
Right. He's like, maybe a macaroni necklace doesn't sell.
It's not
so
that
bad.
Now.
You get a box of macaroni for like 99 cents. Yeah. Somebody called. I forgot your name already.
Rocky.
What is your name? Rocky. Hi,
Yay.
Rocky.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
So I don't think that she's high maintenance. So my birthday's next weekend, too.
Yeah.
Happy
early
birthday.
And I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
And for Josh, like, if she sporadically is buying you stuff, it's in our blood. We can't help ourselves.
Gift giver.
Okay. Yeah,
just
she
thinks
is.
She really, really likes you, and you don't have to match her. Pisces just like to know that they're thought of a lot. You know, even a simple text like, hey, beautiful lady, how's your day going? You know, that.
It's
and then we'll turn around and buy you a you know, $100 shirt.
A puppy. She's going to get him a puppy, I guarantee you.
Hey, beautiful
well, it goes
lady.
Hand in hand with what I just said. You don't need to overdo it. You don't need to shower with hundreds
so
of dollars.
I'm just saying, like, you know, go all out as far as, like, taking her out for dinner or
oh,
whatever.
God.
But be more on the romantic side instead of the wallet side.
Okay.
So well, there you go. You summed it up.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I like that. That's good. That's a good, I don't know, way to put it, I guess. But it's also like.
She's not going to be around
still,
in 2 weeks.
I know.
No,
well,
she
no,
is
no. Yes, she
You're
is.
So
don't
bad.
Say that.
Oh,
no.
I got a little side bet going with somebody at the station.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
Be.
That is so mean.
I know.
I just know your track
mean.
Record.
I get you guys like are thinking, you know, it's your first Valentine's. It's your first birthday. But,
that's
you know, it.
It
doesn't. It doesn't really matter. The fact that you want to go and do something awesome for her, you want to spend time with her, you want to pamper her and please her.
Yeah, he does.
You know, that's the heart of a Pisces. That's what drives us gaga.
Okay. Well, that's
how,
good.
How
no,
old
that's
are you
going
to be? How old are you turning there, Rocky?
So, that's all. I just wanted to let you know
okay.
that. Like, you don't need to spend Very thousands good. Of dollars
Fantastic.
To woo her.
Yes. Well, that's good.
Well, you
thank
have a
you,
great
Rocky.
Upcoming birthday.
Yeah,
we thank
birthday,
you.
Rocky.
Thank you for coming in or calling
thank you.
In. Okay.
Bye, guys. Love y'all.
Love kisses.
She was sweet.
That's all.
He wasn't listening
no, I
at
still
all.
I still think that first year, you should really just kind of flex a little.
And
just,
she deserves
I joked
it.
About a puppy. You should get her a puppy.
Oh,
you should
boy.
Get her a puppy. Oh, my God. It'd be like your first little baby.
Oh,
okay.
little baby.
Oh, okay. And then I can babysit it.
I'm getting sweaty palms.